About that session and about those missing Paul Simon tapes, and very kindly Simon has come into the studio to tell us all about it. Simon, when you met Paul recently, how was he?
Well, it was a real honour, Mike, because I've interviewed him a couple of times before, and he's a very thoughtful interviewee. You know, you ask him, a question, and he gives you an honest answer, which is not something that that you always get.
It's not stuff that he's prepared and comes off pat, you know, rehearsed sort of glib answers at all.
No, not at all. Yeah. And I interviewed him for the Radio Times and the Glastonbury concerts and so on that he was doing over here. And I started off by mentioning this this session that he did for the BBC for this program called 5 to 10. In 1965, and amazingly, and I was really astonished. He remembered the session, although they wouldn't have called it a session.
It was a religious program, wasn't it? 5 to 10.
Yes, it was. I mean, it was a sort of a pause for thought, thought for the day kind of feature.
Yeah.
And clearly, they thought that there was something spiritual about these songs. I mean, they're with a small S, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, they're profound in their poetry, but I don't think they're particularly spiritual. I mean, I mentioned it to him because his new album has got lots of sort of religious stuff in there as well. So that's... And he said to me, it hadn't really occurred to him until he put all the songs together, that maybe that was true, so...
And he must have a very soft spot for England, because I remember supporting him at the Manchester Sports Guild.
You never did?
I did, yeah. I got paid £3, he got paid 24.
No, absolutely. Well, he talked very fondly of his time here in the 60s, and I mentioned Martin Carthy being 70, which you had just marked on the programme, and he, the last time I saw him play over here, Martin Carthy got up and sang some Scarborough Fair with him. But he talked about Fairport and Dave Swarbrick, and he talked about the Ian Campbell group, and so he spoke very lovingly about his time going around the folk clubs. And again, he ties that back into some of the stuff he's doing at the moment. There's a song on the new album called Dazzling Blue, which he says is very much inspired by that folk club scene of the 60s.
Great stuff. Well, the tapes give us a remarkable snapshot, I think, of a really amazing moment in the history of modern folk music. So let's hear a track from the session now. This is Paul Simon, recorded in London for the BBC's Light programme in January 1965 with I Am A Rock. And thanks again, Simon, for coming in and having a natter.
It's
cheers,
a pleasure.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory, and I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. I am shielded in my armor, hiding in my room, safe within my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island, and a rock can feel no pain, and an island never cries.
Paul Simon there with I Am a Rock. That's one of the tracks from his first ever BBC session. Now, the man who recorded that was the Reverend Roy Trevivian, a vicar who worked at the time as a producer in the BBC's religious department. His car broke down on his way home one night, and he decided to pop into a Soho folk club for a drink. I must try that excuse myself. Paul Simon happened to be playing, and it was from that initial meeting that the session was set up. But for that accident, who knows what would have happened, because they even had to get a work permit from the Home Office, presumably so that Paul could be paid, or actually allowed to work for the BBC. Well, as you can hear from the track, Paul had a bit of a cold at the time, but the recordings have a really fresh quality to them. Remember that these songs weren't the classics that they are today. They were relatively unknown. Here's another song, relatively unknown at the time, Paul Simon with Bleecker Street.
Bleecker Street is a street in New York in Greenwich Village. And it's come to be more than just a street. It's come to be a metaphor for Greenwich Village, which is unfortunate because Bleecker Street is, littered with bad art galleries and pizza stands. And it obscures some of the good things, some of the creative things that are happening there. Fog's rolling in off East River Bank like a shroud. Covers Bleecker Street, fills the alleys where men sleep, hides the shepherd from the sheep. Voices leaking from a sad cafe, smiling faces try to understand. I saw a shadow touch a shadow's hand on Bleecker Street. The poet reads his crooked rhyme. Holy, holy his sacrament. $30 pays your rent on Bleecker Street. I heard a church bell softly chime in a sustaining its long road to Canaan on Bleecker Street.
Paul Simon there with Bleecker Street, recorded for the BBC in 1965. And we're going to have more tracks from those lost tape sessions later in the programme.